It's time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, mate?
Mate, doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great day on Saturday for Muswellbrook Coalford, the Community Day. I had some really good feedback.
Oh, mate, such a positive day. It was fantastic. It would have been great to get more people out there. You know, we were making speeches. The esteemed guests that came out from Tokyo, etc. And to be able to do that with kids' laughter in the background without a, you know, everyone needs to be quiet. The kids were having the time of their life on everything that they provided out there, from jumping castles through to the photo booth and face painting. It was a great family fun day, and it was well executed by Muswellbrook Coal Company. And like I said, for the dignitaries to fly out from Tokyo shows how much they've invested into this community. So, look, you know, to Grant, Carly, and the rest of the team, they did a absolute fantastic day.
All right, well done to Grant Cloughton and the team there at Muswellbrook Coal. Perhaps some of the other miners might want to think about doing the same thing. That was one of the suggestions that came our way. Now, mate, there has been a lot of discussion in the last few days in regards to the cafe at the art gallery. What's the latest?
I've said it before, Bear, and you know that I'm a straight shooter, and you know, if anyone wants to know the truth, they can come to me. I answer phone calls up until, and return phone calls up to 9 o'clock at night, as you know.
Yep.
There's a rescission motion that's gone in since the last meeting that'll come before council tonight about council operating the cafe. There's a lot that the community isn't privileged to, and that's why they elect councillors, and they have to make the best decision on the information and facts provided for the community. But we do have to make tough decisions. They can't always be the publicly popular decisions. And we look, this is one of many that we'll get over the term. You know, we heard about in the last term, Muswellbrook Council opposing the Mangoola coal mine. You know, there's always going to be an issue, but this cafe will come back tonight again for debate. I'm privileged to the information behind the scenes that has already taken place. You know, not everything can be discussed with the community in an open and transparent way when it comes to commercially confidential.
The gist of it is that it is losing money and the council doesn't want to continue funding something that's not making money.
It can be argued the pool loses money. We do that as a community service. The art gallery is a community service. Sports are offset largely as a community service. But when it comes to the commercial side of things, where do we sit? What would the general public think if they were in the position? And, you know, we have to make this a real, it's about livability. It's about providing the better services and not cutting back on other services if there was to be a financial implication. At the moment, I'm just focused on all the positives, mate, and happy to discuss whatever I can with the general public. You know, people take to social media and sometimes that's a reflection on the person, not the game. So, you know, it's one of those things, mate, that
it certainly has bubbled up to the surface. You know, the talk about the council putting it out there for a private contractor to take over the business, but if the council's losing money, how's somebody else going to be able to succeed into the same circumstances?
It's more complex than that.
Like, right,
this
okay.
is the thing. And that's why we have a lot of briefing sessions. It's not like councillors go along to a council meeting and make, you know, a off-the-hip reaction to a decision.
I don't think anybody would suggest that. We have briefing sessions, training,
etc.
Yeah.
But I'll just say, Bear, that when it comes to that, can someone else make money off it? I am 100% sure that it would be a viable option in the tender process that we look to put forward, that it would be a great opportunity for someone to take on the Art Gallery Cafe. I'm 100% sure.
All right. Well, I'm positive Steve will join us again next week and we will continue to follow all of the local stories to make sure everyone knows what's going on. Steve, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Mate, you're a legend. Thank you.